30th of April, 2001.
I said last time that we would speak about new truth. But I give welcome to the gentleman who comes to us at this time. And I feel it would be best if we perhaps had an evening of discussion and questions in order that he may see what the truth is about.
Yeah, that's a good idea. He's a little bit apprehensive.
We welcome all who seek the truth. I would say to you, my dear friends, that your thoughts at this time have reached me. I hope that those of you who have been seeking answers will find them soon. Let us begin this time by putting a question to you all. What would you suppose that what is cosmic law? We hear so often from your world that question. So, my dear friends, I put it back to you.
What is cosmic law?
Yes.
Anyone, Sarah? Mark? What is cosmic law? Have you any questions? Perhaps.
Get gold. No, I thought we were answering it at some point. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, to me it seems like it's the backbone of everything, as it were. The thing that holds everything together. But I can't be very precise about it.
Is it the laws by which a man can live happily, effectively and progressively in this world? Well, not just in this world. They originate from your world, but the laws by which we need to try to live.
Yes. You are told so often by those from my world that you should abide by cosmic law, that the cosmic law is perfect. And of course it is. But I wish to say to you this time, my dear friends, and as always, my words are simple to you. Cosmic law is just one thing. It is a balance of all things, of light, of darkness, of good, of evil. All aspects of living must maintain this balance if you are to live your lives in this physical condition. Therefore, I would say to you, cosmic law is balance. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would wish you, my dear friends, to think of this truth, because that is what it is, to think simply, and you will abide by those laws so much more easily in your life. Questions
with your friends. Would it be true to say that cosmic law arises from or is intimately bound up with the process of evolution? It would embrace the physical laws of the universe, but I think these physical laws would only be a small part of cosmic law. Cosmic law would embrace the wider spiritual evolution with its karmic process and whatever other processes are involved in evolution of spirit. Is there sense in that, or am I talking rubbish?
My dear friend, I have not found you to speak so far what you would term rubbish. But of course, in your learning, you need to take full facts before you can come to the correct answer. And this, I would say, you do very well. You cannot have a cosmic law which does not allow the evolutionary process of all things physical. Of course, it is bound together. Cosmic law governs all, not only this planet, but the words themselves tell you that cosmic law includes all. All that has been created. Therefore, you have to allow that all things physical evolution, not only of mankind, but of the planet, has to be included within the cosmic law. So, of course, your assumption is quite correct. Cosmic law not only allows for the evolution of mankind, of nature within this planet, but of all the planets within this universe and the many others which exist. The whole of the cosmos has to be within that greater cosmic law. There cannot be any separation. Do you understand?
Which is comforting to know, actually.
Cosmic law has to be perfection. Otherwise, what point would there be to it? It would not make sense, would it?
No. Any other questions, John?
Not at this point, thank you.
If you think of one, you know, just let us know. Anyone else?
Perhaps I would say to you, my dear friends, this. That if you can see yourselves as you are, as you exist at this moment in time, a physical being, you are a whole cosmic law within that physical being, because you have the balance of good and bad, light and dark, all within the physical being. You are, as your scientists have already discovered, you are that microcosm the microcosm. You understand.
Yeah, that makes it much more understandable.
You are the tiny part of the whole. But that tiny part can be perfection. It is not easy to become perfection, and certainly not within one lifetime. But you have the energy and the power to become so. Do you understand, my dear friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I making this simple enough for you to understand? Do we have any questions?
Any questions? Except you, George. Jan?
Well, my question has just been answered because I was going to talk about the good and the bad and
it's all in one.
Light and darkness in our physical anyway. And that certainly answers my question.
Yeah, made it understandable.
That balances it off then.
Yeah.
Would the gentleman like some questions? Because he is seeking, and I do not wish to be too complicated in what we discuss this time.
I would rather listen just for the time being, if that's all right.
I'd just like to listen.
Yes. Let us continue then, my dear friends, with any questions that you would like me to answer for you.
Any questions, Joe?
Yes, sir. I think how perception comes into this as well. I was reading recently of a more Catholic view that God punishes. This came out in 1917, and when Mary was having visions at Fatima, she indicated that we would be bringing World War II upon ourselves if we did not change. The Catholic view of this was that God would punish us for our wayward ways. But I think the more mature view is that we are directing our own evolution, and we were evolving into a condition of World War II and directing that ourselves. So the perception is such in the simple sense that God is punishing, but in the more mature sense we are leading our own evolution. So
yes.
Is that a matter of perception, would you say?
Yes. Well, we must return to more simple things, my dear friend. I have already spoken extensively, and for your own understanding, we will use the word God. But you know that I prefer to use more visionary words, if you like universal love. That is more apt than the word that you use and know as God. You are restricted by this earth's religions. Each has its own way to what you call God. We have discussed this many times. You also know, my dear friends, that mankind has been given what we call free will. And mankind has to be responsible for all that happens on this planet. You are the keepers of this planet. Therefore, it is necessary for me to say that responsibility has been much neglected in many of your past years. Mankind is responsible for creating much negativity within this planet, and mankind must take responsibility for it. I have told you when first I came to you that the time had come for the truth to be known, that the spirit of mankind had to be touched in order for this planet to return to what it was meant to be. Man has abused knowledge. Man has abused energies given to him. Scientists have ignored advice and help that we have tried to give. Therefore, it was imperative that many of us from our world came to this planet to touch the spirit. Because only when spirit is touched will mankind realize what it is he has to do. You have the free will to accept or reject the truth.
But there will, won't there, Simon, there will always be those that accept and those that reject, because that's the light, you know, the lightness and the darkness. So that will always exist.
Of course. That is the purpose. Lightness will always overcome the darkness. But, as I have told you, they are but reflections of each other. I do not wish you to see lightness and darkness as opposites. They are in your physical thinking, but spiritually you must see the wider scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. So the crises that we have are man-made, but they are also part of our evolution.
Yes.
We learn from the darkness that we create, and it's ongoing.
Of course, you cannot have one without the other.
Yes.
They are but energy.
Yes.
And they are but reflections of each other.
Yes.
But because of mankind's free will, he has the power to accept or reject. Do you understand what I am saying
here? Yes, it's simple.
With after and after our disasters, as we call them, a lot of goodness comes. We can see that.
Yes. Only as you grow, only as you evolve, do you see this. But I must return to the question put by the gentleman, because he speaks of perception. May I say to you, dear friends, perception belongs to the physical brain, not to the mind. Do you understand this, please?
Do you hear that?
Do you understand?
Yeah. I'll let him sit next to you and then he...
Sorry, my ears are failing me.
Yes. I wish to say that perception belongs to the physical brain, not to the spiritual mind. So you must be careful when you speak about perception.
Yes.
When the spirit is touched, the mind comes forth and understanding is greater.
I see. Yes.
You must not confuse intellect with intuition. There is a difference.
Yes. Going back to that event at Fatima in 1917.
Yes.
That was a time when I think the spirit was very much touched.
Yes. That was the reason for the visitation.
Yes.
that it was needed at that time to make people understand what was happening.
It was a, it seems to have been a wonderful demonstration, and it's a pity that mankind didn't heed the message that was delivered then more strongly. But I'm reading about it. The spirit certainly seems to have been touched.
Yes.
The spirit of many.
The spirit of many was touched indeed, my dear friend, but not enough.
Yes.
It was indeed a time of great darkness on your planet. But I believe you would agree that since then much has happened, that mankind has opened up spiritually and emotionally, and mankind in this time is now beginning to realize what his plan upon this planet is.
Yes, and even then, at that time, Mary indicated that it was important that Russia move away from atheist communism.
Yes.
Which the politics have since that has happened. It seems to have been a very important message for the last century.
There is upliftment, there is knowledge given to many in this world, but it is a slow process.
Yes.
You must remember that time, as you know it, means little to us in our world. As we see it, much progress is being made. Mankind will not destroy himself.
Yes.
Because at last truth is becoming known.
It's nice to hear your words on that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So in that way, it's not really a question. It's something I learned the other day, that I separate the two, rightly or wrongly. Evolution of the spirit and evolution of the planet are two separate issues, to my mind. But what I learnt the other day was, I'd always been a great believer in mankind having a part to play in the destruction of this planet. But I learnt that the evolution of this planet is a revolving thing, as evolution implies, that every so many million years it goes through the same process to rejuvenate itself. And our part in that at this moment must be so minute. I don't really know what
no,
I'm saying. I'm
no, I understand your words, my dear friend.
You do.
Why should it surprise you? Mind consciousness. You imagine every human being upon this planet. You imagine the power of the energy of each individual as a force of energy. Has much impact upon the evolution of this planet. Of course, there is separation of planetary evolution and human evolution, but the two are intertwined. You cannot separate them, although they go along a separate evolutionary path.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot separate the two. They belong together.
Right.
Do you understand?
I feel that I want to say yes.
But you cannot.
No. I wouldn't be very truthful if I said yes.
I would not want you to be untruthful.
No.
Let us try to clarify it for you. What do you not understand?
Well, the deception that I have had, my mind has had, or my brain, over the last 10 years regarding the destruction of this planet with global warming, etc., has now been completely quashed from what I heard scientists say, or a number of scientists say, and that is that what is happening in, for example, our glaciers happened 1 million years ago, almost to the day, and it is following its normal cycle, and that we haven't had anything to do with that at all. And it got me thinking that although we should take responsibility for that, in one way it's not our responsibility.
Yes, but it is your responsibility.
I know we can't shut our minds off to it spiritually and just ignore it.
Yes.
But at the same time, if that were to destroy mankind, which I don't know, in millions of years to come, there is a possibility that life will balance itself out again and life will start again on this planet.
Yes, we have discussed this. I do not believe you were here when we discussed the evolution of the planet and what mankind was up to. But let me say briefly to you, my dear friends, again, you are using the brain to make what the gentlemen call perceptions. What you must do is to look from a spiritual aspect. You do have the power. Mankind has the power upon this planet to change many aspects, but it cannot change the overall law of the cosmos.
I think that's what I'm getting at, Fiona. I've come back to an initial...
Yes.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do, my dear friends, and I am trying to clarify it for you. Mankind can change many things on this planet, but he is not totally responsible, because the planet has its own evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that they are entwined. You cannot separate them. Mm-hmm. I know this is difficult to understand, but you must try to look at it from a spiritual standpoint. Otherwise, it becomes confused. This is something we will return to at another time, and I will go into it in more depth.
Okay.
It is a difficult subject because you do not have the ability spiritually to understand. You cannot until you evolve yourself. You cannot see the wider picture. This is always the problem when we bring knowledge to you from our world.
Are we always looking for a scientific answer?
Unfortunately, and I mean no disrespect to great minds upon this earth, but scientists are changing their views slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You have two schools of thought. The traditional scientists and the scientists of what we would call this new age of knowledge and truth, who are beginning to understand that the physical, the planet, the universe is not what it was initially thought to be.
Mm-hmm.
That without the knowledge of spirit, mankind cannot go forward. As I have told you on many previous occasions, mankind has lost so much. Mankind, for many, many thousands of years upon this planet, have taken backward steps.
Spiritually.
Always I speak spiritually. I should remind you, but I expect you to understand by now, but I forget sometimes that the human thinking is apt to forget so quickly. always, always, as I have told you, when you have any kind of problem, when you are confused about any issue, sit quietly and let the Spirit come forward, and always you will find that a deeper answer. He cannot give you all of the answers because you are not ready for it. We can only go slowly, use simple words in order that you understand what we are trying to get through you, in order that you can go forward and give this to other people who know this is our objective, that you are emissaries of Spirit, that without your help it would be much more difficult. And always I thank you for this.
Can I just add something to that? So although the planet is evolving physically, we as human beings have to learn to love and attune ourselves to the planet as it evolves, and perhaps that's where the two meet. It's not enough to scientifically analyse what's happening. We have to love it at the same time.
Yes.
To love the planet. And that's what's missing.
Yes, love. Love is all things. Not only the planet, but all that exists within it.
Mm-hmm.
We have spoken about nature spirits. We have spoken about all aspects of life upon this planet. You have to become and recognize each aspect, not only of the vegetation, but all aspects, the land itself, the ground, the earth, the sea, all things upon the planet. You have to become attuned to them to truly understand what it is about. You are quite correct.
So the big gap that we have at the moment is between the analysis and the love. We need to have the love, more of the love, the genuine love of the planet.
Yes, you need to give spiritual love.
Yes.
Do not confuse spiritual love with physical love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always think spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and you will have the final answer to your questions. I know I speak so often of this, my dear friends, that it is important that you look with spiritual eyes rather than physical.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have more questions?
Is that a question, John?
I was interested in evolution we were talking about earlier. Is evolution just down to natural selection, or is there more to it than that? Because it seems to me that natural selection can't account for the vast array of diversity that we have around us. Is it guided in some way, or is it really just down to natural selection?
No, you need to understand, my dear friend, and I know you are new to these many truths, but there are many aspects of guidance outside of this planet. When you realize the vastness of the universe, and let us take this own universe that you are aware of, and the vastness of all the other universes that exist, how can it be just natural selection on one small planet? There is guidance from without, that is for sure, that is truth. But it is within the plan of the whole cosmos. It is not a selected planet. It is a planet of learning for human beings, but there are many such planets within the universe. This is something you would not be aware of. But there has to be guidance, there has to be perfect law. Therefore, I would say to you, you are correct, it is not down to natural selection. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
If there's just John was talking in the car about, he looked up on the internet and found a reference to a Sanyamet talking in America. I wondered if that was
on a similar.
Yeah, it was a spiritual.
Sanyamet said that it's not just us that get this teaching. It's happening all over.
When first I came to you, my dear friend, I did say that what was given to you would be reiterated all over your world by many teachers.
Yes, I remember that very well.
I cannot comment upon the name. I am not aware at this moment in time, but I would say to you, names mean very little. When first I came to you, I did say that I was a conglomerate of beings. Therefore, single adaptations of names matter not. If the truth is being given in another land, then that is what we are trying to achieve. Remember also, my dear friends, and I will not enter into this at this time, that we can be in many places at the same time. Do you understand?
Yes.
My dear friends, I will thank you once more for your questions. I hope I have helped you in your understanding. And I look forward to our next gathering. And know always that I am close to you. And those who are there to guide and uplift you stand close by you.
Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to the next meeting.